once a year. Bunch of Believers, the Bobs, putting on a play. Would you look at that? We played two Christmas songs today. They don't maybe sound as Christmassy, but we played that because we're Broadway bound this hour with our Encore Homeschool Productions, and it is Dr. Seuss Day. So earlier we had some songs to celebrate his birthday today, Dr. Seuss Day, Read Across America Day, and we played the Sixpence None Sixpence None the Richer is what I'm trying to say version of the Grinch. And now, Brock, will you do the honors? We have a winner.
Yes, congratulations to Axel Calise from Ephrata, PA for winning the Family 4-Pack. He was caller number 4.
Woohoo! Enjoy the show. Right next door here at the Junction Center, Landis Hall. And it is March 14th through the 17th. And Dina, you have some dialogue to share. Will you set that up for
us? Yes, so in this scene, Dorothy and Scarecrow have been traveling for a little bit, and they stumble upon a man that is made out of tin. And they get to hear a little bit of how the Tin Man became the Tin Man.
Why, it's a man! A man made out of tin!
What?
Yes, look!
Did
you say something? He said oil can.
Oil can what?
Oil can... Oh, here it is! Where do you want to be oiled first?
He said his mouth! Quick, get the other side!
Oh, yes, there.
Oh, I can talk again. Oh, oil my arms, please. Oil my elbows.
Here.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, did that hurt?
Oh, no, it feels wonderful. I've held that axe up for ages.
Oh, goodness. How did you ever get like this?
Well, when I was flesh and blood like you, I fell in love with a munchkin maiden whose mother hated me. So, to keep me from marrying her daughter, she hired the Wicked Witch of the West to put an evil spell on my axe. When I went to chop down a tree, it chopped off my leg instead.
It chopped your leg off?
That's terrible.
But by good fortune, I knew of a wonderful tinsmith, and he made me a new leg, almost as good as the old one. So back I went to work, and you know what happened?
Something terrible, I bet.
I swung my axe again, and dang me if it didn't take off the other leg.
You should have got a new axe.
I guess you're right, but I got me a new leg instead, and back I went to work.
You sure were persistent.
This time, I chopped off both my arms.
Oh my!
I can see how you could have chopped off one arm, but how did you chop off the other one?
Well, I told you, the axe was enchanted.
Of course! See, Dorothy, if I had a brain, I could have worked that out for myself.
I sometimes wish I hadn't gotten a new pair of arms from the tinsmith, because the last time I swung my axe was the worst time of all.
I don't want to hear this.
What happened?
I split myself right down the middle.
Oh, you poor thing!
So the tinsmith gave me a new head and body, but on the way home I got caught in a terrible rainstorm and rusted solid.
It just wasn't your day, was it?
I've been here ever since.
Well, you're perfect now.
Oh, my neck. Perfect? Just bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
Beautiful! What an echo!
It's empty. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart.
No heart!
No heart.
Oh!
All hollow, and as long as I have no heart, I can never love my munchkin maiden.
Oh, please don't cry, Tin Man. You'll rust again.
I used to carve her name on every tree.
You can say that again.
Great job, everybody. So fun. We have one quick song here, and then we're coming back for one last song from the cast of The Wizard of Oz with Encore Homeschool Productions.
You just throw this lever, and watch